So you get a divorce and you live on this farm.
Yes.
And then?
And then tried to find a job for myself. As I explained, I did pass my orals with distinction, which was the highest possibility. So I want to defend myself in a way that I couldn't get a job, not because I was incompetent or had a poor showing in graduate school. I had an excellent showing. But frankly, as I found out, PhDs in English were sort of a dime a dozen at that time, and it was because of the Vietnam War and the draft exclusion that going to graduate school represented. So most graduate schools really expanded their offerings and their programs because they had all these people who were trying to avoid the draft. So suddenly, there were an awful lot of us looking for the same jobs. And I couldn't find one anywhere within 50, 80 miles of Allentown, PA. I had to find work. You know, now I was divorced and no longer had a husband supporting me. So I made a decision in the 70s to buy land where it was cheaper in Arkansas, in the Ozarks, and found a women's conference center. That was my plan.
What year are we talking about?
We're talking 1975. And a lot of people were doing the back to the land thing. I started becoming a subscriber of Mother Earth News and reading about milking equipment and stuff. I had no intention of going that far. But in that period, a lot of hippies from many different parts of America were buying land and coming in there, and they were building properties, building pole houses, and building outhouses because there was no indoor plumbing, and living in very strange ways considering what their background was. Many of these were educated. One friend down the road was an architect, and another friend I would visit through the woods had his PhD in philosophy and mathematics. And yet we were all there near Huntsville, Arkansas. It was a little community that we gathered together for parties and to do political work. I was very busy there in a fight to outlaw phenoxy herbicides in the area, which were being aerial sprayed in the Ozarks to kill the deciduous trees so they could have pasture for cattle. Like, what a dumb idea in the Ozarks. I mean, the cattle would fall off the side of these hills. We had so many ravines and hills and valleys and so forth. But to get them all stripped of their forests so that you could put cattle on them, you know, it was just plain impractical.
How far did you get in that opposition?
Well, I would write letters to the editor and articles. We had a number of community educational lessons, at one of which a farmer in overalls told me, "If you know so much, why don't you go to Washington?" So I would try to use all the literature I could get a hold of and the statistics and so forth to try to convince people. I also did a lot of work with my colleagues going to the courthouse in Madison County. We had to get a petition with a proper number of signatures so that we could put this on the ballot, which we were successful in doing. We had to go and access these giant volumes in the courthouse to research the election numbers, the actual number. Every person who registered to vote would have an actual number, and we had to show those on our petition. We were successful, and we did have a petition on which people voted to outlaw phenoxy herbicides in our county. We did not win. We had Tyson chickens and, you know, against us in State Farm.
And you had limited resources to
right.
do this.
Yeah, this was homespun.
Right, right.
Definitely.